There's a saying I love. It goes like this: not my monkey, not my circus. Basically, it means that's not my problem. For your own peace of mind in your personal life, it might be good to adopt that attitude. If it's not something you have to worry about, why should you? In business, though, that can't be how you think. Not if you want to succeed long term or grow your young business into a juggernaut. That's why, from its infancy, Ring has employed the exact opposite approach. Everything is everyone's problem. And when you're building a company that has a mission to deliver complete home security to all who need and want it, there are an awful lot of problems to solve.
There was already this idea of whole home security and the idea that you really want to meet the customer where they're at and create a wide breadth of products that suit their needs, whatever that need might be. We just didn't have all the products yet, but we had the ideas.
That's Layla Ruhi, president of Ring, which got its start with only a simple video doorbell, but had outsized dreams of tackling much larger issues. Ring and its founder, Jamie Siminoff, believed that it could change the world of home security, and it could bring a sense of safety and security to those who really need it most. It's a momentous task and an ambitious goal. So how exactly is Ring doing it? What culture and mindsets have propelled Ring from the brink of bankruptcy to a leader in the home security market? And how has making everything everyone's problem guided them to success? I'm Jeremy Bergeron, and this is Business X Factors. Each week, we'll take a look at the secret sauce, the X factor that takes companies to the highest levels of success and how they actually got there. We'll explore how these organizations are run and what's so special about the people, the process, and the cultures that make it all happen. What is technology for? Our friends at Hyland believe technology is for transforming the way you work, for delivering complete information when and where you need it, so you can be more agile, more empowered, more connected through each interaction and in every relationship. Hyland believes in technology thoughtfully designed to create better customer experiences. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. Taking on the weight of other people's problems is an awful heavy burden. And yet Layla has been doing exactly that for much of her life. Prior to joining Ring, Layla graduated from NYU Law School and was a practicing lawyer representing clients specializing in fashion, mergers and acquisitions, and entertainment and media. She was passionate about doing what was best for her clients and fighting on their behalf. But that need to help others extended far beyond her professional world. After some impactful events in her life, Layla felt called to do more for more people.
There was a few folks in my life that I had known who died by suicide. And then there was also a lot of like famous people like Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade and folks that I had really admired who also died by suicide. And I started to think that I just don't know anything about this and how to stop it and how to be helpful in these situations. So it really started with the desire to learn more about why people choose suicide and what I can do to help friends or people that I know who might be faced with these choices. From there, I got involved with Dee Hirsch, who has it's like a weekend long program where you can learn about suicide prevention. And it was so enlightening and I learned so much and I just really enjoyed it enough that I thought, I would love to actually become a counselor, which is really scary to me. I don't actually like talking that much. I'm very introverted. So it also really required me to stretch skills that I don't have and put myself in an uncomfortable situation, which I think is a good thing to do from time to time. But it's truly one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done in my life. I think it just really teaches you how to be a good listener and how to be empathetic and how to be in situations that are uncomfortable. And I think there's also, I think it's very powerful to know that suicide is preventable. And this is a problem that we can all be part of really helping and fixing.
The idea of a problem that everyone is responsible for fixing is the same idea that was powering the work being done at Ring. Founded in 2013 and around an invention Jamie called DoorBot, Ring had been on a roller coaster ride of a journey by the time Layla joined the team in 2016. In 2013, Ring's founder, Jamie, had appeared on Shark Tank when his company was on the brink of bankruptcy, but he failed to get a deal. The subsequent years, he says, were the toughest ever. Money was tight, and Jamie had everything riding on the success of this company. He admitted there were nights when he would wake up in tears, but he would go back to his garage and to a small team of employees, and they would keep plugging away, trying to come up with solutions to customers' home security problems. Gradually, the value of what Ring was building began to catch the eyes of investors and consumers alike. And it was through the latter group that Layla first learned about Ring.
I had become a little bit familiar with Ring before the opportunity to join the team actually arose. My parents had an incident at their home, and we were looking for security devices for them. And my parents are older, definitely not technologically savvy. And the traditional alarm that they had just wasn't working for them. So they were looking for something a little bit different to just feel a little bit more secure in their home. And we ended up getting them a Ring video doorbell, which my husband and I set up for them, but they used it all the time and loved it. And I think just seeing that there was something that was pretty technologically advanced, but also so usable by my parents made me like the product. And so when the opportunity arose, I got a call from the recruiter at Ring telling me that they were looking for their first business attorney. I already knew the company. I already knew the product was awesome. So I really jumped at the chance. And then meeting the team, going to the office and just seeing the energy that existed, like I was instantly convinced that it was going to be the right move.
Layla initially joined as legal counsel for Ring, which at that point had a legal department that was, well, lacking.
When I joined, there was a filing cabinet that was like 2 feet high. And someone was basically like, that's our legal department. Everything's in there. And so, I mean, that really was it. And so it really was just blue sky and green pastures in terms of just getting in there and really like creating my own role and figuring out what needed to be done.
So Layla got to work doing what she had always done, finding the best way to represent the interests of others. But what she found at Ring was way more than that. She wasn't forced to stay in a box or just regulated to the legal side of Ring's business. She was encouraged and even expected to be part of every solution the company was working on.
I think because Ring was in its infancy when I joined, there was a natural opportunity for me to step outside my purely legal role. And I think very much at Ring, we have this mentality of like, if you see a problem or you see an opportunity, it's always your job to fix it regardless of what your job title is. And so that kind of enabled me to naturally become more involved in helping different teams to build some processes and mechanisms.
At Ring, Layla found a company that was committed to putting its customers' problems first. And everyone at Ring is obsessed with finding solutions. Everyone is involved and everyone has bought into the mission of the company. There's no one that says, that's above my pay grade. At Ring, you'll never hear anyone say, oh, that's a problem for the products team. The team works together in a way that is truly unique because they are empowered to do so.
Especially in those early days, when you walked into our Ring office, it really wasn't much to speak of. In fact, it was like kind of a mess, but you could just tell the people like loved being there. There was excitement. There was like a hustle and a bustle. When you talk to Jamie and hear his vision and, you know, he's thinking 20, 30 years ahead, it was just immediately clear to me that it was a mission that I wanted to be a part of.
Studies have shown that at companies where employees feel empowered and involved in the mission and the future of the company, there's a positive impact on employee outcomes, including job satisfaction, organizational commitment, and task and contextual performance. The London School of Economics and Political Science recently found a strong correlation between employee satisfaction and job performance. And the Institute noted that employee satisfaction also affected the bottom line. It found that companies listed on the 100 Best Companies to Work for in America list, which is based off employee satisfaction, had between 2.3 and 3.8% higher returns than the industry average. So all this is to say that when everyone rows together, the boat moves forward faster, and it reaches its destination with far fewer problems. And it's a good thing that everyone was rowing together at Ring, because problems did always arise. In the case of home security, everyone has different needs.
We recognize that being safe and what it takes to feel safe is different for different people. And so we do strive to provide a broad range of products and services to really help customers build that ring of security that suits them and makes them and their family feel safe. You know, we have a foundational belief that safety does not happen on an individual basis. And it really takes a community and all of the stakeholders in the community working together for us really to achieve safety.
And that means everyone at Ring is always in product development mode. No matter what the customer's definition of safety is, Ring is determined to meet and deliver a solution for it. And it didn't matter who on the team came up with that solution.
At Ring, we approach everything as being possible, which I wouldn't say we necessarily like have a team whose focus is R&D. I think it's kind of in our DNA. I think everyone at Ring is thinking about innovating and really continually improving our products and making them better and making them more affordable and easier to use. So I think that is a shared responsibility throughout the organization.
And because of that shared responsibility, when those earlier hiccups, funding pitfalls, and tough times popped up, and the boulder that the team was pushing started to slip backward, Ring found a way to survive.
There's a natural tenacity and grit in our team. And, you know, we faced a lot of struggles. I mean, the business that we are in, the hardware business, is very challenging. And winning customers' trust and maintaining that trust is incredibly challenging. And, you know, we faced a lot of obstacles throughout that journey. But I wasn't there in the earliest days when I think it really was a lot more touch and go. You know, during those first 2 years, I think there never was a time where I didn't think we were going to make it through. I think we always knew that we had the products that our customers loved, and we had a mission that made sense and that needed to be serviced. And so it was just always a question of like, how do we work our way through this?
Working through the struggles was what the Ring team did best. But the question remains how, and what was Ring building? And how is Ring sharing the responsibility of home security with its customers in a way that ultimately led to the success it's achieved? After the break, find out how Ring worked with each other and with its community of customers to build a whole new world of home security that is now valued in the billions. Stick with us. If you run a business, you have information. Loads and loads of information. Across different channels, systems, and silos. How can you connect the dots to make sure the right information gets to the right people who need it? Hyland helps more than half of the Fortune 100 companies do just that by providing them with the tools they need to digitally transform and create more meaningful connections with the people they serve. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. Sometimes you hear people saying that something is a solution in search of a problem, meaning that the product or service being offered isn't really necessary, wanted, or even useful. At Ring, there are only problems in search of solutions. Everything the Ring team creates is born from a need that real people have expressed. But not every solution is a good solution. There are times when the roads you travel down to solve a problem lead to a dead end, or a solution that won't actually do the job it should. Obviously, it's a frustrating outcome, but it's also an expected part of any business that's moving quickly. As a leader, though, you know that every project your team works on won't see the light of day, and that's okay. The key is that no matter what the project is, whether it succeeds or not, its origins have to be strong. They have to start from a place that takes into account company goals and the overall mission. That's why Layla says everyone at Ring is always encouraged to remember why they are doing this job in the first place.
The mission, in my view, does two really important things. One, I think there's always a North Star that you align to, and you know, any product, any prioritization, any decision that needs to be made, you can measure it against the mission. And does this actually help us to achieve this mission? And if it doesn't, then, you know, probably not the right product or goal for Ring to be pursuing. And then I think the second thing that it does is it just really helps us to align our culture and attract the right kind of people. And, you know, I think that culture and those people and that team is, again, like what has helped serve us and really get us through the more challenging times.
The people who buy into the mission of creating a safer and more accessible world are the ones who Ring wants on the team, because they're the ones like Layla who know that big problems need to be solved collectively. And with that mindset always present, the team at Ring has been able to succeed way more than it's failed. They have created all kinds of new technology and experiences that customers have brought into their homes and made part of their everyday lives. From the original Ring video doorbell to some of its newer offerings, thanks to Ring and its very solutions-focused team, the landscape of home security is different than it was even 5 years ago. Take, for example, the Ring Always Home Cam. This product that blends hardware, software, privacy, and security, oh, and also physics and the principles of flight, no big deal. It's a drone-style camera that gives users multiple viewpoints with one device. Basically, it's an autonomous camera that flies on a personalized path so that customers can feel secure and check on their homes from anywhere in the world.
People want security inside of their home. And we thought about how do we create a way where you can have one device, one camera that in a super privacy protected way can really monitor your house when you need it the most, which, you know, I think the initial use case for the Always Home Cam is when you're not home and something, you have an alarm event, it can essentially fly around and check your different waypoints and see, you know, what the source of that alarm event was and report back to you. So, you know, it's obviously an incredibly novel invention. You know, I think I have an entirely new respect for the amount of work that really goes into developing a product. And it's been really a delight to see the team invent and bring this product together.
Ring solutions aren't just product-based, though. They're built with a community focus. And this is where Layla harkens back to the idea that there are shared burdens and that everyone inside and outside of Ring are responsible for making the world a safer place.
The Neighbors app is another area where I'm incredibly proud of what we've been able to create. You know, most recently in the Texas freeze situation, we saw it being used as just a huge resource for communities to communicate with each other in terms of like whether power was on or off in their community or to share resources and food. And I think that really, you know, when we talked earlier about community and the importance of community and safety, I think that is a really beautiful example of that. I'm really proud of what the team has built there and all the work that has gone into and really will continue to go into making it a safe and friendly and usable place for all community members to come together. And what I look forward to is I think we really are at the beginning of how technology can make community safer. And I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, what things look like and how we can really leverage the technology that is in its infancy stages right now, 5 or 10 years from now.
These products and solutions have certainly made an impact. Tens of millions of homes have Ring devices inside of them, and the Neighbors app sees 10 million active monthly users. Thanks to that success, Ring was acquired by Amazon in 2018 and now has a valuation in the billions. But everyone at Ring still gets and reads emails from customers. What those customers say has an effect on each individual, and in turn, it has an effect on the entire Ring team. There is no finish line for Ring to aim for, even 5 or 10 years from now, because new problems are always coming up that everyone at Ring takes on as their own puzzle to solve. As a result, when solutions are found and brought to market, there are very few pats on the back or toasts raised to Ring itself.
We really do not have a celebratory culture here. I think we really stay focused on what's next. I think there is a general feeling that our work is never done and there's always an improvement that can be made, or the next generation, or you know, the next version of whatever it is that you're building. That being said, I think really the team should be proud of every single one of these milestones. I think they're all incredibly cool and major steps, but really we have, like I said, an incredibly humble heads down team, and they have a tendency to just kind of go on to the next thing as soon as they're done with one thing.
On to the next. It's another one of those phrases I love. There's a never-ending to-do list in business and in life. Most people focus on only the things they have to get done. They check their individual boxes and they keep going. At Ring, yeah, they're checking boxes, but there's no differentiation between Layla's tasks or Jamie's tasks or the new product developer's tasks. Everyone is working on everything, and that's Ring's biggest X factor. Everything is everyone's problem. But because there's a shared burden, rolling that boulder up the hill becomes so much easier than when you go at it alone. It needs changes, has new problems that arise, and Ring keeps taking them on because it knows that it is making a difference in people's lives.
We have seen instances of Ring helping solve crimes. We've seen it alert people to a fire in their home. Very recently, we saw an example of somebody who had a Ring device and was using Alexa Guard, got a notification and realized that there was a fire in their home and was able to go back and save their pet. You know, we see people using it to make sure their kids are getting home on time. We see people using Ring devices as simple as like communicating with your delivery person, or, you know, making sure your package got delivered, or, you know, communicating with the person at your front door. So again, I think for everybody, it serves a different purpose. And our goal is really to enable all of those different cases.
In case you didn't catch that, Layla said, our goal. It's not hers. It's not Jamie's. It's a collective mission. And that's what makes the difference. I don't know about you, but when I have a decision to make, I look for information. I may look through emails, documents, photos, and files in multiple places. And if I'm lucky, I find what I'm looking for. So it's amazing to me that while I have trouble finding a single file, some organizations' success hinges on making sure that the right people can get all the right information they need when and where they need it. Like hospitals, insurers, banks, and all sorts of businesses. I don't know how they do it, but our friends at Highland do. Highland empowers more than half of 2020 Fortune 100 companies with tools that help make sure the right information gets to the right folks easily and automatically, and makes business processes smarter and more efficient. Highland is your X factor for better performance. Go to highland.com/insights to learn more. That's HYLAND.com/insights. You've been listening to Business X Factors, brought to you by Highland. If you like this show, please subscribe and follow on your favorite podcast app. We'd also be so grateful if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts. This ensures that more listeners find this show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, and I'll definitely catch you next time on Business X Factors.